How humans react to environmental change can take many forms. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Sophie Chow, Discovery Early Career Research Award Fellow and lecturer in the discipline of anthropology at the University of Sydney, explores one.
Human activity is reconfiguring the planet at an unprecedented scale and speed. Whether we're talking about the conversion of biodiverse forests into monocrop plantations, the extraction of minerals from mines and oceans, or the industrial farming of animals, modern capitalist systems are producing forms of loss that are differently experienced and responded to by different human communities. One such response is mourning. In the last decade, I've been conducting fieldwork amongst the indigenous Marind peoples of West Papua, for whom the obliteration of the forest represents far more than just the loss of the resources they need to survive and thrive. Rather, deforestation is understood by Marind as a form of multi-species death, the death of the plants, animals, and ecosystems with whom they entertain intimate and ancestral relations of kinship. Marind respond to these deaths through new forms of mourning, for instance, planting sago suckers to encourage ecosystemic flourishing, collectively weaving fiber bags in patches of forest, and singing prayers to animals trampled along highways or starved in the plantation. In this age of planetary unravelling, mourning matters because it allows us to acknowledge and to grieve loss and to create or revive connections with more than human others. It reminds us that we share the world with many other kinds of beings. Mourning is thus a crucial disposition for our times, one that is as much about reckoning with loss and grief as it is about crafting other possibilities for living together in always already more than human worlds.
That was Sophie Chow of the University of Sydney. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.